And our country's presidential election was, of course, closely watched around the world. In Syria, supporters of Bashar al-Assad's regime have greeted the results with optimism. They have faced hostility from the United States for years now. They are hoping a President Trump might cut U.S. support for rebel groups. Opponents of the government fear a Trump administration will abandon them. NPR's Allison Mews spoke to both sides from Beirut.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump took starkly different positions on Syria's civil war. Clinton said she'd support Syrian rebels and consider a no-fly zone to counter regime and Russian air attacks. Trump said Syrian rebels were too unreliable to support and talked about working with Russia to defeat ISIS.
She talks tough. She talks really tough against Putin and against Assad. She talks in favor of the rebels. She doesn't even know who the rebels are.
That's a familiar criticism in Damascus, where Syrian officials say the rebels are dominated by hardline Islamist groups, no different than ISIS. I reached Fereh Shahabi in the government-held side of Aleppo. He's a member of the Syrian parliament and heads the Syrian Chamber of Industries.
We are happy that Clinton did not win. This is for sure. She's the one who considered all these terrorist Islamist jihadist groups as moderate rebels.
And would he reach out to his fellow businessman, Trump?
Have any chance to reach out to anyone in his team, I would love to do so.
An Assad advisor in Damascus, Dr. Busaina Shaaben, was cautiously hopeful.
We will wait to see what are the policies of the president-elect towards the rest of the world, and especially and particularly towards terrorism.
She doesn't just mean ISIS. She also means U.S.-backed rebel groups threatening the state's hold on power. The view from the opposition side couldn't be more different. I reached Kenan Rahmani in Washington, D.C. He's a Syrian-American activist who last week visited Syria's rebel-held north.
The Syrian opposition was really looking forward to Secretary Clinton coming to power and implementing some kind of civilian protection to protect the civilians from Russia and the Assad regime. And now, of course, that hope has been completely devastated.
Rahmani worries the U.S. will let Assad and Russia annihilate Syria's opposition. He says even if Americans don't care about the regime's war crimes, they should care about alienating, even radicalizing Assad's opponents. Still, some opposition supporters are holding out hope that Trump may back them in the end. I reached Samir Nashar, a member of the opposition Syrian coalition in Istanbul.
We have hope. We can't say more than that, that maybe he'll defer to his advisors when exerting his authority, especially since he'd be surrounded by a team of experts.
Nashar says the opposition already reached out to Trump's Middle East advisor, and they hope to get his ear. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.